AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Obama made his pitch. Now members of the House will be voting soon on a measure that would give the president more power in global trade talks. He wants Congress to be able to vote yes or no on trade deals, but they would not be able to make changes. Democrats like Pennsylvania's Brendan Boyle are opposed.
We pass fast track, the American workers will lose their voice.
The fear is jobs will be moved overseas. But Virginia Democrat Jerry Conley wants this to pass.
We have never had an opportunity as important as this one to shape the global economy to our advantage and to those of our trading partners. We must not lose this opportunity.
President Obama met privately today with House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, who remains publicly uncommitted on the measure. A new area in upstate New York is being searched for the two convicted murderers who escaped last weekend. People reported seeing two men jumping a stone wall. Clinton County District Attorney Andrew Wiley says a prison employee is being questioned about the escape and could face charges.
She brought contraband in the facility, but I'm not going to get into what it was.
Wiley says well before the breakout, Joyce Mitchell was investigated over suspicions she had a relationship with one of the men. Police in Cincinnati say a three-year-old boy shot himself playing with a pistol. He was pronounced dead at a hospital. The boy's mother called 911.
Where did he get the gun, and where's the gun now?
The gun is mine. It's in the house.
Okay, how did he get it? Can you tell me that?
I carry it in my purse. I laid my purse down. We just got home.
Investigators in Cincinnati are working to decide whether anyone should be charged in this case. Jenny's Splendid Ice Creams in Ohio has again found listeria in its plant. Production has been stopped and 21 retail shops are closed for the second time since April. Wall Street stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow Jones Industrials down more than 150 points. This is AP Radio News. Interpol has suspended its relations with FIFA until soccer's governing body straightens itself out over allegations of corruption. The AP's Graham Dunbar reports FIFA and Interpol were involved in an effort to stop match fixing.
The FIFA Interpol project is something that football badly needs. It's dedicated to educating football officials all around the world in how to avoid approaches from match fixers. But Interpol has clearly decided that being associated with FIFA at the moment, it's damaging perhaps to its own brand, and it needs to make a stand in showing FIFA has to change.
Meantime, a defiant former FIFA executive, Jack Warner, is predicting a lengthy legal battle to extradite him from Trinidad and Tobago to the United States to face charges in the FIFA corruption case. He's accused of taking payments totaling $10 million sent by a high-ranking FIFA official to give South Africa the right to host the 2010 World Cup. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.